talking about the red bandanas.
Yes, uh-huh. And after there a while, they got fancier ones, so they look a little better. And we had heavy coats and raincoats and all-weather coats.
What were your pants and shirts like?
Well, the ones I had was in one piece. They were dark blue, and they had a top and all together, like. And that was something new for me, to wearing them.
Had you worn pants before?
No, I hadn't.
How did that feel then?
Well, it didn't seem like it made too much difference to me. I kind of enjoyed not having to fix up a lot. And then we had to have a lunch pail, which we had to have a vacuum bottle to put coffee in. And when we'd check in at the gate, we had to show our badge at the gate. And we had to open our lunch pail to see that we were carrying anything in, and show my badge number, which was 127. And then we'd have a lunch period. We'd all take out our lunch, sit around, talk. And sometimes we'd change sandwiches. And
can you describe to me what your shoes looked like?
Yes, I can. They were what I'd call a heavy Oxford type. Rather, I'd say a blunt toe, like.
What about tools? Did you have to bring tools in?
We had to buy tools. They furnished some. We bought some tools, but they furnished tools. They had what they call a tool crib. And so the different departments had different tools, you know. But where I was, you'd go in the morning and the rivet guns were all in what they call a tool crib, and there was a woman in charge of it. And you'd get there and they'd give you one, you know, for the day. And then at night you had to turn them in before you went home.
What kind of tools did you have to buy?
Well, I bought a little slide ruler, real tiny, so it could. You had to measure right down real, right to the point, you know. And I had some metal cutters, I guess. And I can't remember any others.
Did you buy them at the plant, or did you buy them on the outside and bring them in?
I think we bought them on the outside. What few we bought, they furnished most of them.
And your clothes that you wore, did you buy those?
Yes, we bought those.
I'd like for you to describe your first day at work there, beginning with when you got up in the morning to get ready to go to work. How, and also how you felt about it, you know, your anticipation.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think I slept the night before, and I had to be to work early. I believe we went to work at 7, as I remember. And I had everything packed the day before, ready to go, lunch pail and all. And I had a car. I drove to work and had breakfast. See, we lived over that way then and drove down. Of course, I knew where to go. Drove down there, and I didn't know where to park, and they later give us areas where we'd park according to where our the building we worked in. I worked in building 12.
You said you had breakfast. Did you have it at the plant, or did you have it?
Oh, no, I had it at home. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when I went in, it was just getting used to the surroundings around there and getting used to our lead man and the different women in the apartments, in the department. They were...
How did you feel when you walked in the door that first time?
Well, I felt like I was going someplace different than I'd ever been before. And just wondering whether I was going to make a success of it or not. Another thing I thought, well, I'm going to earn some money.
You said that the plant was much larger than you had expected it
mm-hmm.
to be.
When you'd go in the door off the Lakewood side, but you'd have to walk through, well, there's different entrances. You'd have to probably go walk two or three different departments before you'd get to your one you were in.
Can you describe what the building looked like to me on the inside?
Oh, it was indescribable. I'll tell you, there was machinery and tables and people. And people at desks and information. But they overlooked the women, you know, coming in there. They knew they weren't mechanics of any kind.
Was it noisy in the building?
Yes, it was. It was real noisy. You get all those rivet guns going, and you really had it.
Did that ever bother you?
No, not too much.
What about things like the lighting and ventilation and that kind of thing?
The lighting was good, and the ventilation was pretty good. And you had to have pretty good eyesight, because you had to get right down to those little tiny drill holes, you know, and rivets. And some people had a little trouble when they wore glasses. I wasn't wearing glasses then. In fact, I don't wear them now too much.
When you went in that first day, who did you report to first? Did you know exactly where to go?
Well, I was sent to this building, Building 12, and Department 535, and I had my badge number, so I went back there, and the lead man, he had us, you know, talk to us and told us what the situation would be and how to handle it and if anything went wrong to contact them. And they told us where our restrooms were, and then we'd have an hour for lunch, or half an hour, I forget which.
Did your lead man explain the job to you?
Yes, he was real good. Mm-hmm. In fact, he had to show us, you know, the different parts. The part I worked on was called the spoiler. It was a big frame like that, and I don't know what part of the plane it went on, but it was a spoiler. And different departments had different types, you know. But that's what I worked on.
Did you have additional training once you got to your job?
Well, I'd say I had a lot of help, you know, from experience and knowing what it was all about, and our lead man would say, now do it this way and don't do it that way.
When you went into your department, were you the only new person, or was it
no,
an all new department?
No, they were about four or five women that went in when I did. We were all new.
And how many out of how many people are together in your department?
Well, I think there were about, in our department, I think there were about seven or eight women in that. See, the departments was right close together. You'd be right next to another department that was working on another part of the plane.
How did the more experienced workers feel about the new workers coming in when they came onto the job?
Well, they thought they were experts. Which, according to us, we thought they were too.
Did they give you a lot of help and a lot of support, or was there?
I think they did give us a lot of support. They never looked down on us, you know. They knew we were trying, and they knew that our background didn't have the knowledge that some of them did, although a lot of the men there didn't know any more than we did, because they'd never done that work before.
And did you say that all the workers in your department were women?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We had one lead man in the department.
How long did it take you to begin to feel more confident?
Oh, I think in about a week I thought I was doing it all. I thought I was able to do a little bit anyway. Up until then, I wasn't sure.
Now you say that you worked the day shift?
Yes.
Approximately how many hours would that be?
Well, from morning till 3:30 in the afternoon.
How many days a week?
Well, we didn't work Saturday unless we worked overtime, but we worked quite a bit overtime. You didn't have to, but if you wanted to, you could work overtime. And then we'd get time and a half for overtime.
Did you choose to work overtime?
I did quite a bit. Mm-hmm.
Were you ever given raises or promotions while you were working?
I don't believe so.
Did they ever check you know, did they ever periodically review your work?
Oh, yes.
To see if you were improving or, you know, what kind of competency you had?
Yes, they did. And some of them, they let go because they just couldn't grasp, you know, what they were trying to tell them to do. And they were let go. And some of them would be transferred to another department. You know, they had so many different departments, or maybe transferred into office work someplace.
What was that procedure like?
Well, they'd just say, well, I don't think you're handling this, and I don't think you're ever going to make a success of it. There's no use wasting your time on it. Maybe you'd be better in some other line.
They just came around to where you were working for the job?
And they agreed. They knew that they weren't up to it or couldn't handle it or didn't like it, which a lot of them didn't.
On your first day, was your job demonstrated? Did the lead man show you exactly what to do?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. He built the parts and he showed me what he wanted me to do and outlined the part on the piece that I was doing. And told me to take it easy, not to try to do it all at once. Seems kind of like a dream when I think of it now.
What was your first cast? It's what you learned that first day of the job that you...
Well, first task was getting organized in the department. We each had a place where we had our toolbox and the table and the place where we worked on. And we had to be in that place only. And then we were shown the different parts where we would have to get the rivets or check in to get the different drills. And then we had a little drill exercise to get our nerves adjusted to drilling holes in this sheet metal, you know, before we started on one of the other things, the big pieces.
How long did you do that? How long did you practice?
Well, I think it was 2 or 3 days before we really got in action on what might be successful.
Did you do the same job throughout your year at Douglas?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What were the women like that you worked with on your crew?
Well, they were all, there's a few younger, but about my age or older, and several of them had sons in the service. And they were all very nice. In fact, I kept up correspondence with two of my best friends for a long time after that, but they both passed away since then.
What was it like for you being relatively older than a lot of the women workers there?
Well, in our department, I was just about in their age bracket. Yeah. But in some departments, they had the younger women, you know. I imagine they put them in where they thought they could handle a situation better. But one thing bothered me was standing so much.
Did you have to stand throughout your entire shift?
Yes, uh-huh. There were chairs that if you got down the lower part of what you're working on, you have a little bench that you could sit down and do riveting. But otherwise it was standing and you'd get pretty tired by the end of the day.
Now, did you drill for the riveters, or did you actually rivet as well?
Oh yes, but you done the drilling and riveting. So you made up these pieces, and where the rivets would go in, well, you'd have to drill the hole that would be the right one for that rivet. I didn't know they were different type of drills, you know. And we had to learn that too, you know, a bigger drill or small drill, and then the rivet would match accordingly.
Could you describe for me the exact procedure that you went through on your job, step by step?
Well, in the morning when we'd go in, we'd have our work set up for us, the piece we were to work on. And we'd get our toolbox out and whatever we needed, and we'd have our rivet gun. And the pieces were sometimes fixed in a brace to hold them solid. And then we'd start in and then point out where the rivets were supposed to be put in. We'd drill it, get the drilling done. Then we'd get our rivets, where they dished them out to us, put the rivet in, and then shoot them. And they had, where the rivet gun would go, you had a thing at the back, like a little iron thing, you know. I forget what they called it. And you had to put that at the back, like the back there, and when the rivet would go through, you'd hold that to catch it, to flatten it. Mm-hmm.
So you caught your own rivet?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then after you had riveted, then what did you do with it?
Well, it probably took quite a while to get this piece done. It sometimes it'd take half a day to get this one thing done. And then you would take it over to the inspector to have her inspect it. And if it was all right, she would okay it and you'd get another one. If it wasn't, you had to do it over again.
What would happen if at the end of your shift you were only partway done with one of these spoilers? Would that be then put in a place for you to begin with the next day, or
yes,
did the next shift take over?
No, you had your own. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You was responsible for your own work.
What did you do with the piece then if the inspector said it was all right?
Well, they took it. Mm-hmm.
How big a piece was this?
It was bigger than that mirror. I'd say it was about 2x4, something like that.
Besides standing on your feet, which you said was hard,
mm-hmm,
were there other things that were tiring about the job?
Well, at first it was so noisy, so many got the headache from it. You know, all those rivet guns, they really made a noise. It was almost like machine guns. But we got used to it. Mm-hmm. Some women have taken aspirin, their headache from it. But
what about holding the drills and holding the rivet guns? Did you
got very
tired?
Tiresome. Oh, your arm got so tired. By the time you got home at night, your arm really ached.
Did that get easier with time, or was that pretty consistent?
Well, you got kind of used to it. I guess your muscles got developed from what they were.
What about that first day before? Did you have breaks other than lunch breaks, first of all?
I don't remember. I don't believe so.
Well, how did you feel at lunchtime your first day?
Well, I was hungry for one thing, and wondered how I was going to eat out of a lunch pail with a thermos bottle. I never had one before. And we just all sit around, laugh, and talk about it.
Did you eat right at the table where you worked, or did you have a special lunch table?
No, we didn't. We just ate in our own department. But they had a cafeteria where you could go and eat. Once in a while we would, but generally so busy there that people are better off to bring their own lunch.
Did you have a time clock that you had to punch in and out?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Punch in the morning and out at night.
What about during lunchtime?
No, that was okay.
Were you ever free to leave your job to go to the bathroom, or how did that work? Did you have to wait until your lunch break?
No, it was available any time. You had to go to the restroom that was okay. They had large restrooms, and naturally that many places, they'd have to have a place like that.